Pianist and composer John Prue has roots in West Michigan, but he made his name as a professional jazz musician while living in California in the 2000s. He's been back in Michigan for the past year or so, studying at Western Michigan University in the graduate program, and has a new album out, Say It. Say It presents smooth, soulful, straight-ahead vocal jazz with great sidemen like Joe LaBarbera on drums, Larry Coons on guitar, and Bob Shepard on saxophone, with guest vocals from Melissa Manchester, who co-wrote one of the songs with John. John Prue is performing live this Monday in downtown Grand Rapids at Jazz at the Park in Annabawan Park from 6:30 to 8:30. It's presented by the West Michigan Jazz Society. Here's the title track from Say It.
Stop saying you're mine. So say it ever and ever so sweet. Ever and ever so sweet. Just like an old Valentine.
I sat down with John in the WGBU studios, and I asked him when he started playing the piano.
I actually started Suzuki violin lessons when I was 3 years old, and that was, Suzuki method is all about listening to recordings and just playing along, which is, you know, what you do with language when you're a small kid. So it was cool. So I took Suzuki violins at 3, and then when I was 5, I switched to piano, and that was so I could learn how to read music a little bit more.
I assume that you started off with classical? Rather than jazz?
Started out with classical, but my teacher saw that I was interested in jazz, and so she started giving me some, you know, like boogie-woogie kinds of books and some crossover material as I got older, like Claude Bolling, who is a French composer who wrote a lot of classical jazz kind of crossover music.
And now how old were you when you started getting interested in jazz?
Well, my grandfather, Clyde Prue, was a jazz guitarist, and so he used to take me to actually to go hear John Shea Trio with Rupert Kettle. We would go hear that trio, and I was maybe 10 years old, so I think that's when I started really getting into it. Oh, Elgin Vines was playing bass. But it was great. So I remember hearing John at that time, and I was taking piano lessons and listening to some Oscar Peterson and getting into jazz a little bit, and my grandfather would play a lot of jazz recordings around the house as well. So, but I just knew when I heard John's trio that that's what I wanted to do with my life.
And when did you start singing jazz?
Probably high school. Started kind of messing around with it. You know, Harry Connick Jr. was just coming up at that time, and he was singing and playing. And so I really kind of wanted to do that. But I was always singing as a kid. My parents were both folk singers, and so singing was always part of what we did around the house. We would harmonize together and things like that. So singing was a part of my life, but I think seriously I started getting into it probably early college.
When did it get to the point where you started performing out live out in front of audiences?
I'd say probably late high school into early college. I went to school at Aquinas College for a couple of years here in Grand Rapids, and then to Roosevelt University in Chicago. And I think in Chicago is when I started really playing out more at clubs, and the jazz director Rob Parton had a big band. So I'd play in his big band, and he had a wedding band that I'd play with on the weekends as well. So started getting some experience in that way, and then started playing local clubs and that kind of thing in Chicago.
What were the years that you were in Chicago?
1996 to 1999 is when I graduated.
So now, as a young man being in Chicago, in one of the great jazz cities, what was it like to go out to the various clubs and have the opportunity to see some of the greatest musicians in the world?
Yeah, it was great. At that time, Von Freeman was there. He had a session, a place called The Note, every Sunday night, and so I would go to that jam session, and it was Kurt Elling's rhythm section. So Mike Rainier and Rob Amster and Lawrence Hobgood were the rhythm section. So it was really cool to be out there, you know, as a young student, basically getting to play with these heavyweight players. And then I studied piano with Eddie Baker there, who was a bebop piano player, and then a guy named Frank Caruso as well. So studying piano. Also, Jennifer Barnes was my vocal teacher, who her maiden name is Shelton. Her dad, Don Shelton, was in the Singers Unlimited and the High Lows back in the 50s. And so I had some great education. And but yeah, just going to all those clubs and hearing those guys and getting to play with them was the real education, I think.
So your first recordings were on the Max Jazz label. How did you get connected with Max Jazz?
Yeah, so it's interesting. They're based out of St. Louis, but I didn't connect with them in the Midwest. I connected with them once I moved out to L.A. So 2001, I moved to L.A. and started studying with Tamir Hendelman, great piano player with the Clayton Hamilton Band. And he put me in touch with Chuck Berghofer and Joe LaBarbera, two guys that I record with there. And he suggested that I put together a recording, and so I did that and started shopping it around to some different labels and sent it to Max Jazz, and they were interested and said, can we come out to LA and hear you sometime? So I had a gig there, and it was one of those kind of Hollywood moments where I just did a set, and then on the break they said, would you like to sign this contract and be a Max Jazz artist? And so I did that for three albums with them, Moon and Sam, which was 2006, Baker's Dozen was 2009, and The Best Thing for You, which was 2012. And so, but then the owner, Richard McDonald, passed away about 3 years ago. And so his son didn't want to continue it because it was not a money-making endeavor. And so at that point, we parted ways. And now my new album is on Artist Share.
Could you explain to our listeners what Artist Share is?
Yeah, so Artist Share is a different kind of platform. It's a crowdfunding organization that basically puts you in touch with your fans directly. It's a label in that they they have the packaging, they put their label on it, and they also have distribution. So if it's a 5-year distribution deal, and they have great distribution all over the world. But the difference between them and other record labels is that as the artist, you get to own the master recording, which is huge for an artist, because when you're with a label and you sign a contract, usually they own it, forever. And so with this new recording, it's something that I own, and it's a new chapter, which I'm excited about.
So talk about the process of getting this, of putting this album together.
Yeah, so the process of this particular one, as opposed to my other ones, my first two recordings were co-produced with Tamir Hendelman and co-arranged with Tamir. And my last recording, the third recording, was co-produced with Bill Cunliffe, who was another piano player I was studying with. The difference on this one is that everything is arranged by myself, and I did have a producer, Judy Wexler, who is a singer based out of L.A. and has really good ears, and I trust her instincts. And so, but this one I really wanted to just do as my own arrangements, and the only help I have in terms of the arranging is Alan Broadbent was able to come on board and do three string quartet arrangements on three of the tracks, and that was great.
And how did you get Melissa Manchester to guest vocal?
Well, Melissa, I met her, I guess it was about 5 years ago, and she teaches at USC in the pop division there, and Bill Watrous, the trombonist, who also teaches there, she was asking him about sub piano players, for some gigs, and he suggested me. So I got a call from her manager and did one gig with her in LA, and then after that she started calling me for more things, and I sort of became a regular player in her band. And then one day I just gave her one of my albums and I said, it'd be cool if we could maybe write a song together sometime, and didn't think anything of it. And then I get a call the next day saying, yeah, I'd love to write something, can I come over? It's like, sure. So she came over and we end up writing a song that she recorded on her, not this past album, but the one before. It's called Big Light. And on that recording, she said she wanted to do it as a duet. And so she said, I was thinking of asking my friend Al Jarreau to sing with me on this. Would you mind? I was like, no, that'd be awesome. So her and Al Jarreau recorded the song. And then on this new album, I thought it'd be great to write another song together. And so we came up with the song Stained Glass. And she said that she would love to sing it with me too. So that's how that all happens.
Color clear as on a butterfly's wing. Much too delicate to hold. Oh, I remember what was then, what's now. Now I see what needed to unfold. Sun-kissed golden ribbons fell across the room. Summer, when you said goodbye, left only shattered pieces of my heart, till my haunted heart would learn to fly.
Learn to fly.
And if life is full of broken pieces.
Now, you've been a professional musician for a long time. What has it been like to be a grad student at Western? Are you learning? Are there things that you're learning now, even though you're at a certain level already?
Yeah, I mean, definitely learning a lot. And in terms of pedagogical techniques, because I'm a teacher as well, I think being there is and observing other teachers and how they teach has been really informative. I'm directing Gold Company 2, which is a vocal jazz group there, as part of my assistantship. And that's been a great experience. And then also singing with Gold Company, at least this year, I'm doing that. And but there's some great players there and learning a lot from them. I'm studying arranging, doing a big band chart right now, which is a lot of fun, and just kind of stretching in ways that I haven't.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
John Prue. He has a new album out titled Say It. He's performing at Jazz at the Park in Annapawan Park in downtown Grand Rapids this coming Monday from 6:30 to 8:30. It's presented by the West Michigan Jazz Society. For Midday West Michigan, I'm Scott Vandewer.
We both are lost and alone in the world. Walk with me in the gentle rain. Don't be afraid, I've a hand for your hand, and I will be your love for a while. I feel your tears as they fall on my cheek. They are warm like the gentle rain.